Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. I am Brad, and I think I'm here. Todd, are we recording?
We're recording!
Are you sure there's levels?
We've got levels!
Do you see a waveform going on being recorded?
No!
Check that, please. Make sure it's there.
It's here.
Okay, you promise?
Yeah.
Okay, how come all that noise just went away? What was that?
Who knows? It's probably something in the lines.
What?
But it's not going out over the air, so we're okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think it's in the amp.
Oh, my.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
God, is anything ever your fault?
Hey, this was just because we had to change the whole system out.
But last week on the show, seriously.
What was that about?
What, do you want to tell us what that was about?
I don't even know.
Because last week on the show, and by the way, Magic Matt, not to say that Todd is ever prepared and ahead of the game, he decides to text me at like 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon going, gee, there's something wrong with your song file. It's like, well, hey, way better late than never. He's like, yeah, there's something wrong. Like the first 15 minutes of the show, it's not there. It's just like static. So check your copy of the file. Maybe I'm thinking, if there's any God in the world, my file will be okay, right? And then thinking to myself, Matt, boy, that prayer that I did for you, not only is it lost forever, but it also damned us to hell because the entire first 15 minutes of the show sounded a little like this. Like an egg frying.
No.
That's it. That's all there was, Todd.
I know. It sucked.
So I think I know whose fault that was. I know Todd Sheets is not going to take the blame for this, but maybe Batman will. Here's what I think happened. You said to me, I don't know, maybe we got a bad audio file. Well, yeah, maybe when you exported it, it was a corrupt file, correct?
Could have been.
So do you think maybe it might be a good idea to do, do you know how many corrupt files I've made before in my life?
How many?
Zero.
Well,
you know why? You know why?
Why?
Because after I export them, you know what I do?
What?
Matt, what do I do with them?
Check them.
Yes, check. Magic Matt, congratulations. You have the new engineer job. Congratulations.
Hey,
that
now.
Goes way back. That was one of my first lessons back in the day.
That's right.
I did check the file. It said it was fine.
It said it was fine. Did you ask it?
No, you got to play it and actually hear it.
You have to ask. Thank you. So, lesson learned. Ty, would you agree that might be a good idea to do from now on?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure that we're okay. So, strike one. Okay. So then I'm listening, kind of going through the show file, going, well, what the hell was missed? Well, we missed talking about Magic Matt's condition at the beginning. And God, what else did we miss? I'm going through my notes. Oh, my prayer that I did for Matt, it's lost forever.
Gone.
And it was a good prayer. It was fantastic. The listening audience deserved to hear that. Gone. Like it never happened. Gone, Matt. Gone.
Yeah. You know what? You know who heard it, though?
Who heard it?
And always going to remember it. The man upstairs heard it.
I know.
Anyway, Brad.
And that's what happened. You're right. We talked about George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. We told people to shut up, right?
Yes, we did.
We talked about burning out on food and music and beer. And right then, as the show picked up, Dino Dan got to hear us talking about his Corona Light, which I do give him credit. He has been branching out a lot more. So I was kind of wrong about that anyway. But at least he got to hear us talking a little bit about that. So then we went into the second segment, Matt. And I'm listening to the second segment, and I just want to make sure that the next break sounds okay, because sometimes there's a gap there in the breaks, and I'll fix them before I put the show out. So I'm listening to towards the middle of the second segment, or latter part of the second segment, where we're talking about famous people's real names. You recall that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm listening to that segment, and I'm sorry, were you going to say something else, Matt?
Yeah, I was just going to say that was a game that I was actually good at.
Yeah, you're pretty good at that game, definitely. So I'm listening to it, and I'm like, well, this is good. Let's see how it sounds, make sure it goes to the break okay. And suddenly I'm like,
yes.
It went like this.
Ryan Hardy.
Right here. Yes, is Ryan Hardy, is Kevin Bacon's real name Kevin Bacon? I wish I had some piggy noises here.
Yes, I believe that one is his real name.
It's unbelievable, but you are correct. But the best part of Kevin Bacon is his middle name, Kevin Norwood Bacon.
Norwood?
No, yes, sir.
I thought it would be like delicious or crunchy.
Kevin Peanut Butter Bacon. Yes.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
And then right in the middle of a segment, we go to a break. Now, the funny thing about that is we didn't go to a break when we did the show. How does that happen, Todd Sheets?
I think it was a Sam issue.
All right. You want to talk about Sam for a while? Let's talk about Sam for a while. You know when Sam was popular? 2005! 2005! You are outdated with your machinery. It doesn't cost you. I bet you can get something for free that's better than Sam. First of all, if we're not broadcasting this show live, why do we have to use that POS software? Why can't we do it differently? Why is it, Todd Sheets, that you are so adamant about doing things your way or no way at all? Why?
It's not really that. It's the fact that we do the show like we're live, and we record everything with all the bumpers and things like we're live, and that's what Sam does.
We probably don't need to do it that way, though. You understand that. In fact, there's ways around this. You know that.
If you wanted to record it like just in pieces, and then we put the breaks in, we could do that, too.
And I could even do that. Maybe we need to do that to prevent these problems, because you know what? These problems are happening a lot. These problems have been happening for a long time. Listen to this. Speaking of 2005, this problem happened with Todd Sheets in the studio, and he wasn't even on my show 8 years ago, and these problems were happening. Listen to this from the Wild Wild Westmar show 8 years ago.
Well, who's this Todd Sheets guy?
First of all, Todd Sheets used to walk into the studio at the end of my show for the last 15 minutes, and Todd, I know you remember this. He used to walk in. He would rearrange all the microphones. Okay, and he start taking them down in the middle of my show. So one of our listeners called up in the middle of the show, at the end of the show, and said,
well, who's this Todd Sheets guy, and why is he f***ing running around changing all the f***ing props and shit in the middle of your show?
I don't know.
He did this last week, and I was like, who the f*** is this guy?
Hey man, if you don't like it, you know.
No, I don't think he does. I don't know.
Tell Kackens just to hang in there. We'll be all right.
Todd says to tell Kackens to hang in there and that we'll be all right, whatever that
is. Yeah, I heard him.
Is that all you had?
Hey, actually, I've heard a show. It's a pretty good show. It just always cracks me up that like the last 10 minutes of the show is Todd running around putting candles and skulls. Like, okay, demon.
I have to.
Man, you better know it.
I have to kind of agree with you. It's a little unlike what I was used to in my radio days.
Yeah.
But
you spell that D-A-Z-E.
D-A-Z-E, my radio days. That's true. But I have to understand, you have to understand, too, that we're just pretty much in one big open room down here, so there's really not much I can do about it right
it's
now.
It's all good. I'm just giving Todd a hard time.
I know you are.
No.
Thanks, Catkins. Oh, man. That guy kills me. I guess we didn't get the... I don't know what that was. I think it's the candles. Look, the candles.
It's not me, man. It's not me.
Yeah, it is. It's not him. It's never him. It's never Todd Sheets.
It's you. It's that. And you came in. Weird.
That microphone?
The microphone.
Todd.
It was that microphone. That thing's too powerful, man.
Yeah.
That, it is a good mic.
That thing is too good. Powerful, man. Todd, what is wrong with you? Why can't you just come in here? Why can't you just come in here, calm the F word down, and do a show and pay attention to what the hell is going on or not going on? Why can't you do that?
That's awesome.
Why?
Oh, I love
what
it.
Is your problem? Okay, so we've established, number one, Matt, to review. Number one, always export and do what?
Double check it.
Double check the file. And how
audibly
do you
double check it?
Audibly double check the file. That's right. And number two, when was the last time Sam was ranked number one in internet radio software?
2005.
And quite honestly, it's probably actually never, but close enough. Close enough.
Yes.
Check that sound file. Is that sound file running? I know
it
you
is.
Can take a look at it.
It is.
All right. Todd, how did Night Watch go last night?
Night Watch last night went pretty good. The week before went awful.
You're really scaring me now. You're hearing what Matt's saying.
It sounds good last night, man.
No, all right. But remember, you don't like me or my show, and there's a problem.
Whatever.
Here.
You're such a liar.
There's a problem here.
I love this show. I'm always looking forward to this show. And when I didn't do this show with you, I called you and said, hey, dude, we got to do a show.
Yeah, well, if you do this one more time, because I'm telling you right now, like I said, Matt, I need you to pull up Podomatic. I need you to read what I wrote about the show, if you could, please, while we're doing this. See, one of the reasons why I'm giving you some more crap, Todd, is that when Matt read this and realized what had happened, Matt said, you let him off easy. And I said, don't worry, we're going to talk about it on the show. So, Todd, last week, I mean, really, there's nobody to blame. You...
I just shit my bed!
It was bad. It was. You got to admit, it was bad.
Yeah, but I can't, like, hold the hand of an electronic gizmo inside of a computer that went bad.
You can...
You were right here, and you saw it happen.
You know, there's an old saying that says, continue to do the same things over and over and over again and expecting different results. That is the definition of insane.
Well, then everybody using Windows is insane.
It's not Windows, Todd. It's you.
It's not me. I didn't. How can I be me when I hit record?
You didn't check the sound file. This is not the first time that it's happened before. Do you remember? This time was actually worse than the last time. The first time it happened. The first time it happened, it was like show number four. And we did one of our best segments ever back in the old studio, the third studio or the second studio, where we did Bush or Batman. And I would read the statement, and you and Jerry would have to decide whether that was Bush, George Bush, or if it was Batman that said that statement. It's a great segment. And we get done, and Ty goes, uh-oh, guys, we had a problem. The segment didn't record. So we had to go back and record the same segment over. Do you know how you can't do that? It's not like I've got a script in front of me. You know?
It always turns out wonderfully, doesn't it?
No, it was awful. But this was worse because everything was just gone. It was just not there. It's not funny. You stop the pot smoker laugh. You stop it. Matt, do you
have laughs.
That's all he does. He just laughs at it. It's funny to him. Hey, would you please read what I wrote this week on the show file?
To be as blunt as possible, this week's show was the biggest audio disaster in the history of all Brad Westmar shows. And without a doubt, ranks in the top three of all time since 2005. You will hear at the beginning a disclaimer by Brad depicting the first problem concerning the fact that most of the first segment is missing. The second problem was not discovered until after editing was in process. Out of nowhere, the second segment ends and goes into a break long before the show actually went to break during recording. Overall... This show is way short on time, and two segments are incomplete. Hell, for all we know, the third and final segment might be jacked up too, but there comes a point where you just have to say, IDGAF.
I don't give an F. Right. Right.
And you simply put the show out there. So, we hope you can enjoy something about this week's show. And we apologize for the inconvenience and sloppiness. While we'd love to say it won't happen again, it's pretty obvious to everyone by now that it will happen again. And again. And again. So why bother with promises that can't be kept? The end.
How do you feel about that, Matt?
You let him off easy.
That's pretty accurate, though. But
Yeah.
Todd, do you have any final words you'd like to say?
I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
I sit here and waste my time because it's fun.
Okay. You hit a nerve now.
Now, wait a minute. Now, it's not that you're wasting time because it's fun or that's not what I mean. But don't you think maybe some of these problems are preventable? Don't you think that they might be preventable? That's all I'm asking you.
Well, last week couldn't be preventable. What it could have happened was afterwards we could have found out it didn't work and then had to redo it. But that would have been the only thing.
That may be true. Possibly. That's true. And I will give you that. I will give him that, Matt. What he's saying is that chances are good that we could have found that there was a corrupt file and we would have had to have, we still would have had the problem. Then the question would have been, do we stay here later and re-record, or what the hell do we do? So,
yeah. And with this, as sick as I was last week,
yeah,
we weren't, one of us wasn't going to be there.
No,
for
that's that is true. That is true. So, are we still recording?
No.
How come I keep hearing sound fading in and out, like fan noises and buzzes and stuff?
I don't know what you're hearing, dude.
I don't know. How do I sound to you, Matt? Still mono?
Mono.
God, it's scaring me.
Sounds like you're broadcasting live from the KWSL studio.
It's scaring me again, Todd.
You're going to be fine.
I'm just telling you. All right. Well, Todd's audio zits, hopefully not happening this week. We can hope. Now, let's move on to something much more important than Todd's audio zits, because Todd's audio zits, as far as I'm concerned, they're curable. And Magic Matt, we're not really sure what's going on. Well, we didn't know what was going on with him last week, and most of you out there are still not sure. And in fact, I'm not even sure how much of your story got on the air last week. And I'm still not sure if the third segment was in its entirety on last week's show. I really don't know. I know the end of it was there. I don't know if a break suddenly played in the middle of it or anything like that. I just gave up. But, Matt, you are the Iron Man. You were supposed to come down here last week. You weren't able to, though. We were very concerned about your condition. I made fun of you, made it sound like maybe you had a severe case of hypochondria. But I did.
Yes.
I did.
Yes,
pray. I prayed to our Lord Jesus Christ that you would be able to come down here. I really didn't pray for you to get better, necessarily. I just prayed for you to come down here. can you tell us what happened the last few days?
Yeah, I can. It started actually last Tuesday night,
yep.
Before I was watching the All-Star game with Allie, and I started to have, and I don't know how much of this we talked about in depth on the show. I don't remember a bit.
All you really told us was that you just had this pain in your stomach, but it felt more like a muscle pain, but you were worried that it was maybe your appendix because of the side that it was on, but it didn't really feel like, you know, it felt a little bit different than just a stomach ache. What you were saying.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'll give you a quick version of the full story right now. It actually goes back like about a month. I went to the doctor, wasn't feeling very good. Wow. It had to do with my stomach, but I didn't have those right side pains yet.
Right.
So he thought it might have been, I don't know, some sort of a small infection or something going on there. So he gave me a week's worth of antibiotics and I took those. And what I think that did is it settled everything down. And that was the week before Stacy and I came down there to see the Royals game with you and Christy.
Okay.
And so I think it settled it down. But then once we got back from that trip, the next day we got home, I was not feeling very well again. So I didn't know if it was stress at work or what was bothering me. But anyway, so it came back in a way. And then I'd go running with Allie. And I'm like, man, I really don't feel that good. But I'm going to run with her anyway because I thought, you know, it was just stress or whatever. So I'd run my 3 miles with her and then be done with it. And then I felt really bad.
Ugh.
And then last Tuesday night, we were watching the All-Star game. And all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, I'm just going to get some sharp pains in my kind of the middle between my chest and my belly button, right in there.
It's like you're about to lose the baby. Yeah.
Right. Like it was gas. I thought it was gas pains or whatever. So I took a couple Gas X and didn't really do much. And the next day I woke up that Wednesday when we recorded the show and the pain had moved down to the lower right part of my abdomen. I went to the doctor that morning. He put me on the all clear diet, which we talked about on the show last week. I don't know how much of it got on the air, but
right.
So I basically survived on popsicles and Jell-O for a day last Wednesday. And then he wanted me to come back first thing Thursday morning, like before they open. He's like, come in before 8. I'm like, okay. Cause I was set to go on vacation that day.
Yeah.
And so was he. So I did. And at this point you can't even, he's pushing on my left side. Doesn't hurt at all. He can barely touch the right side of my stomach. And I'm like, and it hurts.
Wow.
Bad. And so he goes, I'm going to send you down to get a CT scan and I'll bump you to the front of the line. I'm like, okay. So I go down and it's like a 20-minute drive out to Dakota Dunes from the north side here in Sioux City. And they get me right in. I get the scan and he says, after you do that, come back to the office. Wow. Well, they wouldn't let me leave that office. They said, well, you know, let's just hang. We'll call Dr. Shook's office and we'll talk to him. And you just hang tight for now in case you have to talk to a surgeon. They're right next door. I'm like, okay. So I'm again like another 20-minute wait there and she comes out and she goes, just to give you a heads up, you have appendicitis. And so you need to go talk to the surgeon right next door. I'm like, okay. And then she goes, just hang on a second. We'll get you a disc with the images on there and everything so you can show him, and he'll be on your way. So they, about 10 minutes later, they gave me that. I go next door to the surgeon, and I have never in my life been hustled through doctor's offices so quick.
Wow.
and I didn't think about why until afterwards, and I'll get to that.
Okay.
But I didn't get my paperwork finished at this office, and she's like, you know what, that's just kind of good enough. I just went through it, and I did half a page, and she takes me, she goes, you can finish it back here in the examination room. I go, okay. And then just like 2 minutes later, here comes the doctor, and then he leaves, and here comes the nurse again, and that's basically when she said, yeah, paperwork's good enough. But he tells me, you need to basically, we're going to take this out at 2 o'clock, and by this point it's like 11:30.
Yeah.
And he goes, you need to go home for a minute, and then you need to ride up to the hospital. And I go, okay. And so I go home, and we take care of the kids and all the stuff we need to do, and head up to the hospital. And actually, the surgery was a little behind schedule, so I went in at about 3 o'clock.
Shocking.
And yeah.
Right, Todd? Yeah. Shocking, right, Todd?
Yeah. And once they got me to the hospital and checked in and hooked up to an IV and everything, like all of the rushing
right.
around that they were doing, the hecticness of it, I guess you could say, kind of calmed down.
Yeah.
And so I had the surgery and came out, and he comes out, and while I was in post-op, he came out and talked to Stacy, my parents, and said, yeah, you know, your appendix is supposed to be the size of your pinky. Well, Matt's was the size of a racquetball.
Wow.
And so like he told me like 2/3 the size of my fist is how big it was. And you saw the picture.
Yeah. Matt sent me a picture of his appendix. That was nice. Thank you.
But
you know what I wanted to do? I wanted some Worcestershire sauce and some ketchup. I was all ready. It was great.
The artist formerly known as my appendix.
That's right. That's
actually
right.
And I told you this. I've since named it Jonathan Sanchez.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Because?
Because you have to get rid of it. It
yes.
makes you sick.
Yes.
And there's no point in having it around.
Because there's no purpose for that organ.
Exactly. There's no purpose for it.
Which makes you wonder what in the hell is going on with that thing. Now, my wife tells me that they think, you know who they is, they think there may have been a use for the appendix back a long, long time ago, God knows what. But why we have that organ in our body that has no point is beyond us. So,
yeah. It's pretty – and that's what he said. He goes, there might be some sort of an immunity benefit to having it, but he goes, that nobody really knows. It's basically worthless.
Right.
And so it was – I don't know how much time I had, but what was funny is because after hearing how big it was, yeah. I'm like, I can see now why everybody that had seen the CT scan was rushing me around so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they knew how big it was and how, I don't know if I had, did I have hours till it burst? Did I have a day? I mean, I don't know how much time I had, but I can't imagine I had too much time in
right.
looking at that picture.
Right, right, right. Well, there are worse itises to have. I mean, you could have had elephantitis. So, I mean, appendicitis is not bad.
My two knee surgeries, ankle surgery, and hernia surgery, the appendicitis is easily the most painful
yeah.
as far as post-op. And here we are, it would be a week tomorrow, and I haven't been back to work, and I've just been basically laying around. Just it's really sore.
How big is your scar?
Not big.
Yeah.
They were able to, because they got it before it burst, it was a laparoscopic surgery, so it's just three small incisions.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yet it's still painful as shit. Did I just say that? Oops. Still painful. Still painful. Sorry.
Yes.
So you might want to edit that, Todd.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was... It feels like I got stabbed. That's why I said this has got to be what somebody who got stabbed feels
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I can imagine so. I can't believe I said that word. I never say bad words. I mean, you can tell I'm in a rough mood today. So
well, we haven't talked about this. We've texted back and forth, but we haven't really talked.
No, it's true. That is true. And you know what's funny too about this, real quick, is that it's funny how they were concerned about Todd when Todd had his cardiac event, which is they should have been, and they were concerned about your appendicitis because of the size of your appendix, which they should have been. But mm-hmm. why do they rush people around like that so much? And yet, when it comes to cancer, they like just kind of slowly let you take, you know, put you in line for the CT scan and okay, you'll get the results in 2 weeks. In the meantime, the cancer is spreading through your body. There's just a lot of things that happen in the medical society that don't make any sense, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stories about that before.
Yeah. It's weird. It's really, really, I mean, I'm glad that you guys got the treatment that you did. I know Todd got jacked around a little bit, but at least they were concerned about his health. But it's like, you know, same thing with you. But it's like when people have cancer, it's like, you know, doctors act like, well, it's already there. You're already a goner. Sorry. You know,
yeah.
It's weird.
Maybe it just doesn't spread as quickly as, I don't know.
It's
maybe
hard to say.
Enough about it.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're okay. We're glad you're better. It's really, really sad that you couldn't come back to town last weekend. I mean, that was the first thing. I was waiting all day for your text, and I finally got it around afternoon time, early afternoon, and was sad to hear it, but wasn't surprised. With as long as it was taking for you to get back to me, that was probably the case, that you were being run all over hell, and that was probably what it was. So, but hey.
Yeah, unfortunately. But we have another trip scheduled. We rescheduled our trip.
Oh, good.
For about 2 weeks or so.
Oh, really?
August 12th and 13th, I think. Those are the two. 11th, 12th, and 13th and 14th will be down there. So
good.
We'll make it up to Presley. You can tell her we'll be there.
I think that'll work for me, too, which is great. You didn't have to check my schedule to know that was going to work for me, kind of. So
cool.
Yeah, right before school starts, actually, I think. So, yeah, we'll talk about that. That's awesome. And by the way, Presley lost a couple of teeth this past weekend, finally. And inside of that whole thing, I have one question to ask you. I just noticed this on an interview the other day. What is with Mike Moustakas' teeth? Have you seen his? Have you seen those things?
Oh yeah! Yeah.
Wow, snaggle tooth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's time to get that guy a contract and get him fixed.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy, those guys, though, those pro athletes that have dental issues. How few of them get them fixed?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You'd think that, you know, I mean, hockey players, you can see them not getting them fixed.
Yeah.
And yet, there are hockey players that have some really nice teeth. Mike Modano. I mean, that guy had a nice pair of chiclets, you know.
Beautiful false teeth.
Beautiful false teeth. Very nice. Hey, I got a question for you, Todd.
Okay.
Why is Antoine Steele in my studio?
Is he here?
He is.
He's early.
There's a big black guy in here.
Well, he was going to, you know, I thought we'd be almost done by now, but, you know.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, we should probably talk to him for a minute, just because I always promised that I'd have him on the show. Can you pot him up there, Todd?
Yep, I can.
Hey, Matt, do you want to say hi to Antoine Steele?
Hi, Antoine Steele.
Hello.
Wait, turn his microphone on. Actually, turn it on. It'll be good.
If he sits in the right seat, it's on.
Oh.
Sit across from Brad.
Oh, sit there, please, sir. So, Antoine, you've been busy. Make sure you put your face right in front of that puppy like you're gay. There you go.
Yes.
How you been? I haven't seen you since the last time you were here.
Oh, I've been good.
Good. Good. Working on lots of stuff.
Sleeping.
Shut up.
Sleeping on set?
No.
He hasn't been on set, so he couldn't sleep.
For those of you that don't know, Antoine plays Jacob in our House of Forbidden Secrets movie that will never come out. Have you heard that it's never coming out, right? You know it's not happening.
No.
You know it's not. We're never going to see this thing, right?
I'll be 100 years old by
the time. You probably will be. No kidding. But you're still shooting things. I mean, you're still dressed tonight. I think you've lost some weight, though. I think we're going to have some continuity problems.
No, I haven't lost weight. Okay. I gained weight.
You gained weight?
Yes.
Well, you look good. You look like you're healthy.
Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. We had a good time on set, freezing our butts off, sneezing and coughing and breathing asbestos. I would say that overall we weren't treated really, really like the stars of the movie.
Not at all. Had a sleeping mode.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, you did the best job on crew for the request. You were the best person. I'm getting a very long finger stuck in my face. No, I'm just kidding. So you also have your own project, is that right?
Yes.
Have you guys shot that already?
Not yet.
I thought, supposed to happen this month, but you're still behind.
Yeah, I finally got the script, and okay. I just went ahead and created one of my own, which is kind of out there.
What's it called?
It's called The Killer Within Me.
The Killer Within Me.
Yes.
Are you going to play The Killer Within You?
What happened to Hellhound? The damn title keeps changing.
I told you I was going to change it.
See, this is what it's like hanging out with Antoine and Todd. It's awful.
He just don't listen.
Did you say the S word again?
Oh, I did not. My bad.
There's another S word.
I didn't say it.
Man, this is what it's like. Well, look, I didn't know you were going to be here, so I don't have a lot of time planned for you. But you still got the big sexy smile. I like that. That's good, man. It's good to see it. And you're going to have to stay here now and listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, it's all good.
Good, good. Let's take a break, Matt. And when we come back, we may or may not have time to get through all this, but I want you to choose two of them, okay? We're going to do songs they shouldn't have done. We actually, you're going to pick one of the two because we're definitely going to do songs they should have done, should not have done, or should they. And then you're going to decide whether you want to do 13 dumb band names or 10 misquoted song lyrics of all time. You can think about that during the break, okay?
All right.
All right, we'll take a break and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Open up and up the thermometer goes. It's really hot, I hate it. Perspiration is soaking my clothes. It's really hot, I hate it. Put me in a pool or spray me with a hose. Even hot at night, it makes it hard to doze. I think I'll move up north and live with Eskimos. Eskimos. Bow, 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 bow. It's really hot, I hate it. Bow, 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 bow. It's really hot, I hate it.
Brad Westmar.
He's got perfect LASIK eyes. The Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Magic Matt, Todd, and Antoine Steele sitting there in the corner taking notes about how to do radio incorrectly here. And Matt, I wanted to mention one more time that, you know, you are the Iron Man. There's no doubt about it. I was playing this song earlier. It's impressive that you're here. We're happy to have you here. I appreciate the fact that you are this dedicated and this loyal to this show to be here despite the pain. On a scale of 1 to 10 right now, sitting up and doing this show, how much is the pain right now?
Pain right now is like a 6.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 to 6 range.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be. I'm kind of hunched over here and everything's scrunched together.
I wouldn't have minded if you took your microphone off your stand and just held it in your hand and laid down on the floor. If that's what you needed to do.
Maybe I should. Maybe I'll do that.
Think
now.
About that.
I'm going to lean back in this chair now.
Think
the rest
about
of the
that.
Time.
Yeah, you're the Iron Man. There's no doubt about that. And I'm impressed. Because at least Todd,
you.
Yeah, you're welcome. At least Todd could have done was done our show from the hospital. He never even offered when he.
I know. Wow.
Well, but if you would, we would have just heard this sound. So.
You know what? It probably would have been perfect.
Probably would have been, because I mean this sounds a heck of a lot better than this. So. I'm just kidding.
So mean.
Love you, man. We love you. Also, I got to play these real quick. My wife has been doing some stuff for me at home that has included some recording. And so it's pretty fun to capture her saying certain things. Like when she got mad at me telling her that she was doing it wrong, and she says,
I did not train or do this for a living.
And then I also got one of these.
Yes, dear.
Got that right there. Yeah. Nice. Yes.
Yes, dear.
Because back in the radio days... D-A-Z-E. I was doing a contest one time, and she and I, we were dating. And I was like, okay, caller 5, you're the winner. And so I took a, hey, KJ5, you're caller 1, try again. You know how that went, Matt. Hey, KJ5, caller 2, try again. I got, KJ5, hello, you're a winner. And it's Christy going, huh?
Oh,
she had no idea that she was calling up during a contest. So I saved that, huh? On record, I used to play it on the show all the time back in my radio. Huh? Huh?
Awesome.
Huh? All the time. So now I've got some of these.
I did not train or do this for a living.
We'll keep that one for Todd. And then there's...
Yes, dear. Yes.
There, right there. But hey, in the meantime, I have come together, I've compiled a small list. This is just a few songs that came to mind, Matt, Todd, Antoine, listenership, of songs that bands should or should not have done. And, of course, we know at the very top of the list for me is this song. Now, I know Matt's going to disagree.
Yes.
Because you think they've done some other songs they shouldn't have done, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me some off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah. How about two-thirds of the Circle album?
Ah, see, and I don't agree with that, see? So, yeah. But this song is just really just cheesy. It's just, isn't it not the cheesiest single they've ever had?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the cheesiest single they've ever done.
Definitely. Yeah. So that's at the top of my list. Then Then another song that I, it's actually two songs, and I've talked about these guys a little bit and about how bad this record is. These are not singles necessarily, but they are two songs that are on the new Matchbox 20 album. The song Put Your Hands Up and Our Song. Here's a couple of clips of them. This song does not belong on a Matchbox 20 record. Listen to the chorus. Leave your heart out on the dance floor. Put your hands up. It's all right. Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh.
Dude.
It's awful.
That's my biggest complaint. Like I always say about Matchbox 20, they quit being a rock band a long time ago.
But this is the worst. This is awful. Awful. And this next song isn't the worst song in the world, but seriously, they're singing a song about this song is our song. That's this next one coming up. It's just awful here. It's just ridiculous here. Bear with me. I don't know why I recorded so much of it. Here we go. Makes me want to clap my hands. This is our song. I mean, really? What are you, 12? Really?
It sounds like a lot of the stuff they've done lately.
I don't know. Sound any different. I'm just telling you right now, it's worse now than ever. These songs are horrible. I don't get it. So there's that. And then here's a song back from our radio days that I think you'll appreciate. And I mean, every REM fan, real REM fan, agrees that this song never should have been done in the first place. But it's funny because I mentioned this song on Twitter, and Dino Dan says, I like that song. And I'm like, really, what is wrong with you? What? There is nobody in the world, REM fan or not, that likes Shiny Happy People by REM. This song is awful.
I was never a fan of the band in general.
Oh, but this song sounds nothing like... I mean, here they had the song Losing My Religion, which was a huge hit, you know, and an ominous song for what it was. It was kind of a cool song at the time. And then the next single was this. And the only reason they released it was because of the popularity of the B-52s and Love Shack. Because...
Oh, yeah.
They're in there. That chick is in there. It would have been great if they would have had that Fred, the gay guy from B-52s, in the background of this song going, Love Shack, baby! In the background of this. That would have been funny.
Shiny, happy people!
Shiny, happy people! This song is awful.
Yeah. Awful. Nah, this one sucks.
I just lost the channel in my headphones. Did you lose a channel? Anybody else lose a channel?
Nope.
You're still mono.
Okay.
So beautifully mono.
Oh, it's a song. Never mind. Okay. Shiny, happy people. I'm still mono to you, Matt. Great.
Yep.
Song is horrible. So, next we're going to get into a few more current songs. Now, Matt, you may know some of these, you may not, but my whole point in bringing up these songs is that they just, the songs do not fit the band. And the first one just came out a couple of weeks ago. And for a minute there, I thought it was a remake of the Outkast song, but it's not. This, I'm going to see if you know who this is doing this song. You might know by now, but I don't know. I was never a big fan of this band anyway. This is not the kind of music the band did on their first album. And it's going to be a huge hit. You can just tell by listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know who this is?
I can't say that I do.
Panic at the Disco.
Really?
This is Panic at the Disco. I'm not kidding you.
Interesting.
Yeah. And again,
I don't actually hate it.
I don't, and the more I hear it, the more I don't hate it, but this is not them. What is going on?
Yeah. That happens a lot, though, anymore. That happens a lot.
It's going to happen a couple of more times here before we close this part of the segment. So that's Panic at the Disco and Miss Jackson, a current hit that you're probably going to be hearing for a long time. Then we have one that was out, it's been a few years now, I believe. This song, you'll probably know this song, Matt. This song sounds nothing like what this band has done in the past, but they have been a sellout for a long time, so it really shouldn't surprise you too much. See if you know who this is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Train.
Yeah. 50 yeah. Ways to Say Goodbye. This doesn't sound a damn thing like them.
Yeah, they became a kind of a mockery of themselves a couple albums ago.
Yeah. This is awfully poppy.
Sounds almost like the last song we just heard.
It does a little bit, only sped up, doesn't it?
Right.
It's a good point. Yeah. And I got one more here that I think I may have mentioned on Twitter, but I don't know that I've mentioned it on the show, and I'll be surprised if you know this one. You might. I think this one's the biggest shocker of all of them. See, you might know this song. And again, this one's probably going to be a big hit, too. Be where you are. Hey!
What is it with these choruses all sounding alike?
They do. Matt, do you know who this is?
No, I don't.
I kid you not when I tell you this is the Goo Goo Dolls.
No.
Yes. I'm not kidding. Listen. Yes.
It is.
Yes, it is. And I guarantee this is going to be a hit, too.
Oh. Did you just throw up?
Almost. In my mouth. Yeah. One more time on the chorus, bro. I know JJ loves this stuff. And they are literally manufacturing hits now.
Yeah, that doesn't sound anything like them.
Not a thing. The Goo Goo Dolls, same band that had one of the biggest hits of all time that we talked about in the past.
Yeah.
Iris, which I was I've never been a big Goo Goo Dolls fan, but I appreciate at least that, you know. But this song here, really? Wow. Wow. So.
Wow. Anybody that's seen the Goo Goo Dolls live? Knows that they do not sound that good as a group.
Yeah.
They do not sound that the bass player that they let sing a few songs during their concerts, worst ever. Worst.
But he's
ever.
The guy that sings the loud backup on our favorite Goo Goo Dolls song, which is
Long Way Down.
Long Way Down. There you go. Yes.
They never play live. That one?
Great. That figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not poppy enough.
Don't get me started.
Ah, it's awful, man. So there you have it. Yeah, that's your one of your favorite band's new songs there, Matt. Yeah.
Yikes.
It's awful. It's awful.
Quadruple tracked everybody's voice.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. And I'm sure people out there right now are thinking of other songs. And there's some great websites out there that you can search and find. You can, look up Google bad songs by good bands. A lot of times Kokomo will come up and stuff like that. And I don't agree with that. I mean, I don't think Kokomo is a bad song. It was a song that was 20 years later, but I don't know, you know.
Jesse and the Rippers could rock the crap out of that song.
God, Jesse
so I'm cool
and the
with
Rippers.
It.
They're coming back, man.
They already did.
They were on. Did you watch them?
Friday night. Yeah, I DVR'd them.
Was it good?
It's awesome. They played a montage of their greatest hits.
Forever.
And what's funny about
did they do Forever?
Oh, they led off with Forever.
Oh my God!
But you know what's funny about it though?
Oh.
Is they did it. They did it in character.
Really?
They didn't do it as John Stamos. He did it as Jesse Katsopoulos.
Now, how do you do that exactly?
He had because Jimmy Fallon's whole lead-in was about how they were, you know, they had a big number one hit in Japan in 1992, and they cut to him, and then he had, the mullet wig on and dressed just like Jesse from Full House.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty awesome. They had Danny Tanner was in the crowd.
They had the mullet wig?
Yeah, they had a mullet wig on him. It was awesome. And then Lori Loughlin came out at the end of it. Came out on stage and planted a big smooch on him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
Wow. I had no idea they were going to do it in character in the whole nine yards.
Yeah, then they wrapped it up, the montage, with the theme song from Full House.
Oh, well, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. You want to sing a couple bars for us, Matt?
Oh, I don't want to ruin it.
Come on, man.
It's like a fine wine. You let it simmer.
Here we go.
You know what's funny about this song is Stacy goes, you know, he's not a bad singer. He's not terrible. And I said, you know, you could actually see this as a one-hit wonder back in 1992.
But it wasn't, right?
No, but I know. But right. if it were a real band, you could see that being a big song like in the late 80s, early 90s, couldn't you?
Probably. You know, today's episode that we watched this morning when my daughter got up was Scott Baio had joined them and come in and did a few songs with the Rippers and Jesse. Remember Scott Baio?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
One episode cool. with Scott Baio? Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe we're still talking about Full House. Awful. Now that I got it started, I almost need to hear the chorus once. You going to sing the chorus for me on this?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. I leave the singing to you guys.
All right. This is too long. I should have gotten a shorter version. Here we go. Come on, Todd.
I can't sing this on account of I can't do it with a good conscience.
So, Matt, what do you want to do next? Do you want to do the misquoted song lyrics, or do you want to do horrible band names?
You know, I was originally going to go with horrible band names, but let's go with the misquoted song lyrics because okay. This is a fun one.
Okay. Now, these I pulled off of the internet. We've done a few on the show before that I've come up with, but these are ones that I pulled. Some of them might actually be some repeats, but I'll just go ahead and mention them here. It's actually from Spotify. It says here, Spotify shared some research today revealing the top 10 misquoted song lyrics. Manfred Mann's Earth Band's Blinded by the Light took the top spot, with the most commonly misquoted lyric, blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche when you're rolling in the night. The yep. actual lyric, of course, is blinded by the light, revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night. That song written by anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Bueller?
You're on your own.
Manfred Mann.
Neil Young? No. It's Bruce Springsteen, actually. I believe Bruce Springsteen wrote that song. So, number two, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy. Of course, Excuse Me While I Kiss the Sky from Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Okay, here's one I'd never heard before. Number three, Rock the Catbox for Rock the Casbah. I can't hear that at all. Don't know how you get Rock the Catbox.
No, that's a pretty easy one. Come on, people.
Number four, Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, instead of Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer by Elton John. That's a little weird. How about There's a Bathroom on the Right for There's a Bad Moon on the Rise? Now, that I can hear. There's a bathroom on the right. I can hear that. I can hear that. Right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Maybe. Number six, Take Me Down to a Very Nice City instead of Take Me Down to Paradise City. Maybe.
Nah.
It's a lot easier. Nah, it's a lot easier when I actually have the songs here, but I don't. Number seven, Animal instead of Panama. Animal.
Nope.
No?
Dumb.
No?
Nope. Not buying that one.
Number eight, Like a Cheese Stick instead of Like a G6 by Far East Movement. Never heard that song before.
Like a
Cheese Stick?
I don't think so. Come on.
Now I'm going to skip around
like
a little
potheads.
Bit.
Like potheads? Potheads? Fill out a survey or something?
Probably. Number 10, I'm going to skip number 9. Number 10, I Blow Bubbles When You Are Not Here. Instead of My World Crumbles When You Are Not Here by Macy Gray. I blow bubbles when you are not here.
Okay.
Maybe. And number 9, the most important one of a lifetime. You know it, Matt. Tell me. Don't go. Jason Great. Waterfalls. That's right. Don't go Jason Waterfalls.
Yes.
By TLC. One of my favorites of all time. So
that one's great.
I love that one. Used to get that all the time. Hey, could you play Jason Waterfalls by TLC? Sure,
oh, man.
Sure, I'll get that on for you right away. A few extra stats here, too. It says, hearing someone getting the lyrics wrong is a source of great frustration to music fans, with the majority, 70% of Americans surveyed, admitting that it annoys them. The study also showed that the most annoying situation for a lyrical misdemeanor is at a gig. So if a band is playing a song, okay, cover song, and they get the words wrong, 34% think that's the most annoying. 23% say it's most annoying at a karaoke bar, followed by public transportation. So if somebody's on a bus and they're singing the wrong lyrics, that's annoying to 20% of the people. And even 18% hated hearing misquoted lyrics in the office. Okay. 5% of Americans, and I'll bet Todd Sheets is one of them, because remember, Todd Sheets is never wrong. 5% of Americans claim they never get lyrics wrong, with almost half, 47%, confessing they find it a bit embarrassing to get caught singing the incorrect words. Findings also revealed that Americans are passionate about getting their words right, with 78% saying they have had arguments with friends, family, or colleagues over incorrect lyrics. Various methods of correcting a friend getting words wrong have been adopted, with everything from singing louder than them with the right words, 48% of them do that, sending someone a link to a lyrics website, and even some that resort to changing the track that is playing. So there's some extra stats for you right there.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice. Todd Sheets, you ever gotten a lyric wrong before?
Oh, I probably have.
Probably have.
Probably have. Yeah.
Good.
I'm racked up like a douche.
Yes, you are. Definitely. I hope that all top 10 movies douchebags love actually made it on the air last week on the show. I think it did, but I'm not sure.
Hey, I watched one of those while I was laid up this weekend.
Which one did you watch?
Old School.
I was just number 10. You watched Old School. Good for you.
I do, and I laughed. It was just not a good thing when you're stitched up.
No, I'll bet not.
No.
I'll bet
from
not.
Abdominal surgery to be laughing in a movie, but I couldn't resist it.
You're my boy, awesome. Blue! My boy! Singing Dust in the Wind. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Love
good
it.
Stuff.
Love it. Hey, let's not skip a break. Let's not do the break. We'll skip a break. And we got time. There's a lot of verbiage here on this, but I've got 13 dumbest band names in rock history. We'll talk about those briefly, too. And a reminder, a few weeks, Elvis Death Day.
Oh. That time of year already?
And just so you know, I have no idea what we're going to be doing for it. No idea. Not a clue. Not a clue. I have no idea what we're going to be doing for the Elvis Death Day show.
Now, was it the Death Day show that I did my Elvis reading from the Church of Elvis?
I think it was.
Or was it his birthday show?
I think it was the Death Day show, but I do not recall for sure.
Yeah, maybe you could find me another Elvis reading to do. I like that.
I'll see if I can find something for you.
All right.
You can read some Elvis quotes in Elvis dialect.
Perfect.
Oh, fairy tale. I have this live version of him singing the song Fairy Tale, and he's like, this one's the story of my life. It's called Fairy Tale. See, I get the Elvis voice down, a fairy tale. You don't say fairy tale, you say fairy tale. Fairy tale.
Well, you know, I mentioned to you also that I started Sons of Anarchy this week.
You did, yes. And tell me about that, yes.
And I finished season one today.
Wow.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Rocking.
I watched 7 episodes yesterday.
Wow.
Of course, I can't do anything but lay around on the couch.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I would probably do the same thing. It's a good point.
But anyway, there's a guy, one of the characters on this show, works part-time as an Elvis impersonator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to that, but I got to get through Dexter and 24 first.
Yeah, you got to finish those first.
I know.
You'll burn through the show when you get to it.
Good. Well, we're burning through Dexter season 3 right now. That show, I do love it, but man, it's got some slow points. The story picks up, and then it's more dramatic than Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad has a little more.
You think so?
I did so far. Maybe it's been a long time since you watched season 3, but there's just a little bit of slack in there. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah, no, I understand. You know. You just wait though. You just wait.
No, I believe you. I believe you. And I will tell you this. I tweeted this the other day, and if you didn't see, I'm sure you didn't see this, Matt. But I tweeted that one thing I've learned watching Dexter is I would love to have breakfast with him because it's clear he makes a really good breakfast.
Yeah. And how about some steaks?
Some steaks. Some ham. Is that steaks or ham? I can't remember this. Maybe it was steaks.
He's always cooking steaks and having beers.
Having beers, yep. And also, I'd love to have him tie my shoes. They would never come untied. There's no doubt about it.
Probably not.
Probably not. So, but we do like that show. We watch about an episode every night. And that's something else, too. Those episodes are a little bit longer than like the Breaking Bads and the 24s, I believe.
Yeah, I think they're a touch longer because obviously no commercials.
Right. Right. But as we said before, get through watching 24 and get through watching Breaking Bad. It's Breaking Bad comes back here in just a few weeks. So
I know. I can't wait.
23 24 is coming back in January. Yes, that we're aware of too. So get through 24 as well, because, well, mm-hmm. if I get through 24, hopefully I'll be through it by then. But by the way, you need to bring that movie. See, you were supposed to bring the 24 movie down, but you couldn't come down because your appendix blew up into the size of an elephantitis ball.
Yeah.
But
yes, I know. I still have it. And that's
good.
Don't worry, it's coming.
Okay.
It'll be there in a couple weeks.
Okay. Looking forward to it. Some 13 of the dumbest band names in rock history. I pulled this off of a website as well. And I'm going to go through these real quick, and I might read some of the information about them. But The Devil Wears Prada is the very first one here. It says the Ohio-based Christian metal band picked their name 1 year before the 2006 adaptation of the Lauren Weisberger novel hit the big screen. But it's still a stunningly stupid name for a band. And I would agree that it's kind of stupid. The Devil Wears Prada. It gets better. Number two, Natalie Portman Shaved Head.
Okay.
Yes, that's a band name. You've heard of them, right?
No, I can't say I have.
Of course not. The 2005 movie V for Vendetta wasn't quite the massive box office success the filmmakers were aiming for, but it did introduce to the world the Guy Fawkes mask commonly used by the activist group Anonymous. It also gave a bunch of high school kids from Seattle a really, really bad idea for a band name. Natalie Portman has no hair in V for Vendetta, so they named their band Natalie Portman Shaved Head. Great. There you go. They said, we chose our band name on a whim when we were still in high school, and Natalie Portman Shaved Head has seen us through an unexpectedly amazing 4 years. But now it is summer once again, and time for a change. Also, as recently come to our attention, that our muse, Miss Portman, is not so keen on us using her name in ours. So we feel it is time to move forward with a new name. We are now called Bright Futures. So apparently Bright Futures used to be Natalie Portman's Shaved Head.
This sounds like a rehab facility.
Well, yeah, because then the band broke up 2 years later. So apparently their futures weren't so bright. Number three on the list, one of our favorites, Toad the Wet Sprocket. I could find myself on the air literally saying, I'd like to toad her wet sprocket on the air. And I would say it, and I was like, did I just say that on the air? And that was like probably the raciest thing I ever said on the air. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you still had your job.
Maybe I didn't actually say it on the air. I don't really even remember now. But the guys on Wayne's World once made a list of singers and bands that sound like the male sex organ. High on their list, right near C.C. Peniston, and it won, by the way, was Toad the Wet Sprocket. To be fair, the group took their name from a fictional band briefly mentioned in a Monty Python skit. But John Cleese finding some nonsensical, vaguely sexual name funny doesn't mean you have to spend nearly 30 years touring and recording as Toad the Wet Sprocket. That's not to say they're a bad band. They just made a bad decision in 86 and stuck with it forever. They could always change their name to Bright Futures. That name is free now. So, yes. Another one called Dogs Die in Hot Cars. Okay.
Oh, nice.
Here's one for you, too. Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Okay.
Yes. Where to even begin with this one, it says. Much like the simple fact that some dogs die in hot cars, some daddies do horrible things to their daughters. It's just about the most heinous act on the planet, short of murder. It may be the last thing anyone wants to visualize when listening to music. Sure, the band took their name from an old blues record. Also, they don't specifically say whose cherries these daddies are popping, but it's inadvertently implied. That's enough said about this one, they say. Well, I got another one for you. It's not any better. This one is called Anal...
The C Word.
That's right. The band name is Anal C Word. That's right. Yes. We're not going to say the word, even though Todd has two S words to edit out of the show this week. But Anal C Word says here, we aren't a bunch of prudes, but this one is a bit much. What exactly does this gross name even mean? Do they mean that someone they have labeled a C word is acting in an anal fashion? Are they describing some previously unimaginable hybrid female orifice? We don't know. Unsurprisingly, the Massachusetts grindcore band meant the name only as a joke on their first recording, but it somehow stuck. They've broken up a bunch of times since their formation in 1988, but somehow or another, Anal C Word keeps coming back for more. Yes. It's awful. A few more here real quick before we end the show. Hey, how about this? Panic at the Disco is on the list.
Really?
Yes, let's read this real quick. The Las Vegas emo band is on this list solely because of that oddly placed exclamation mark after panic. Okay? It introduced the idea of creative punctuation in the music world. They hit right around the same time as Portugal, The Man, and they certainly paved the way for Fun, because Fun has a period at the end of it. The band Fun with a period at the end of it. They dropped the exclamation mark in 2008 when they released the Beatles-inspired Pretty Odd album. The fans went absolutely bonkers, and the exclamation came back in 2009. Sadly, their large fan base didn't come back, though a faithful cult still remains. Hey, how about Hoobastank? Hoobastank is on this list.
Hoobastank.
Yeah. It's,
yes.
It's weird. It doesn't make any sense at all. There's also one called Confrontation Camp. Now.
Okay.
Yeah. And they also mentioned on this one, this is interesting, Dave Matthews Band is on this list.
What?
There are probably people with less exciting names in the world than Dave Matthews, but we've yet to hear about them. When Matthews formed a band in 1991, he could have called it anything. He didn't have to name it Dave Matthews Band to let everyone know he was in charge. Trent Reznor, a much cooler name than Dave Matthews, went with Nine Inch Nails. Yet everyone knew he was the mastermind behind that group. But Dave Matthews went with the Dave Matthews Band, and forever we're stuck with it. I guess he's smart, though. There's no way anyone can fire him, though we imagine John Giles felt that way once, too, until the Jay Giles Band fired him last year. Poor guy. So...
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. Have you heard
Seriously?
Of him? Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yeah, Dale Earnhardt Jr. period, Jr. period. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. To clear up any confusion, Dale Earnhardt Sr. is a legendary NASCAR driver who died in a 2001 race. His son, Dale Earnhardt Jr., is an extremely successful NASCAR racer who's alive and well. Then there's Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr. They're a Detroit indie pop group with a stupid name. Living in Detroit, listening to sports talk radio, you don't hear much about NASCAR, even though it's one of the most popular sports in the country, the group's Josh Epstein told ESPN. It was interesting to put into indie rock the fear of this pop culture icon. I sent Dale Earnhardt Jr. an email explaining that we didn't intend to mock him. He responded, it was so nice and down to earth. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it's lovely.
Did I bore you? Okay, Anderson Bruford Wakeman Howe. That's another band name. Apparently,
okay.
It's the name of the people in the band. I'm not even going to waste time reading this paragraph. I believe Steve Howe is actually in that band as well. From the, he was on the band Yes, actually. So, and finally, this is the last one on the list. Get this one, the Beatles. That's right, they have the Beatles on this list.
Wow.
Yes.
Gutsy.
Yeah, and JJ the Pollock is upset, I'm sure. Before you start writing furious comments, stand back and think about this stupid band name. The Beatles is a dumb pun, that's all. They took the idea of naming themselves after an insect like the crickets, but changed the spelling for a pun on musical beats. It's as simple as that, they say. There's no deep hidden meaning, there's no wisdom here, just a pun that might have provoked a very mild chuckle back in 1962. We accept it because we've heard it 50,000 times, and they're the best group in history, but that doesn't mean they don't have a stupid name. I guess I can kind of see that.
All right, I guess.
The Beatles. Matt, are you glad that you're going to get to go ahead and go home now and rest some more?
Yes, I think I'm due. I'm due.
I believe you are. I believe
it's
you
time.
Are. How long did they say you were going to be down?
They didn't. They just said... go home and take it easy.
Okay.
I just kind of planned on it anyway because I just gonna have part of the week off for vacation, so
yeah.
I'm just going to take the whole week. The plan is to take this whole week off and head back on Monday, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Now, did you see the light?
No.
Did you?
No, all I saw was this. My biggest problem was the tiny TV I had in there.
Oh, really?
In my hospital room, because they're like, well, in first room, when I went to check in, they're like, do you want a private room or a partially private room? If you want a private room, it's an extra $45 a night. I'm like, I'll take a private room for $45.
No kidding.
And then, anyway, then I get in there, and it's got TV, I bet, was 19-inch TV.
Wow.
It was pathetic. It was a flat screen, but I could barely see it.
Yeah, there ain't no Hilton Inn, man.
No. No. Oh, it was disgrace.
But you didn't see the light when they put you under?
I don't remember anything.
You didn't float out of your body?
No, usually they like, when you go into these surgeries, they're like, okay, we're going to put this in now and you're going to kind of fade away. And I think they just kind of gave me the old sneak attack. Next thing you know, I was out.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, I remember waking up in pain.
I woke up feeling no pain, but I couldn't stay awake. They wanted me to stay awake.
Oh.
To clear the anesthesia out of my system.
I see.
But I couldn't stay awake. Yeah. So finally, they hooked me up to the oxygen and let me sleep it off, which was for the best.
That's nice. Yeah. Very good. Hey, three things. Do you have any today?
I do.
Oh, good. You didn't let us down. Take it away.
All right. Number one, Todd finally admitted tonight that he basically half-asses our show.
Oh, that's nice, Todd. Very good.
Number two, yes. I believe at one point during the first segment tonight, Todd blamed Windows for his latest outbreak of audio zits.
Oh, my God.
Pretty sure he did.
I think you're right.
And number three, Magic Matt's Iron Man streak, one, appendicitis, zero.
Yes, good for you, Magic Matt. We are so happy to have you back with us so quickly. So quickly. Thank you for being with us, my bud.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Antoine Steele, nice to see you. Say hi, bye, or just say hello and bye or something. Peace. Nice to see you, pal. Todd Sheets, our executive producer. Let's hope we have no zits tonight. We'll put the Clearasil on him. We'll be okay. I am Brad Westmar, thanking you for being with us. We will talk to you next week for Magic Matt and Todd. Good night.